What's up, my peoples? What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana, and we back at it again. Season 6, we doing a new thing. Basically, we doing a new thing, and I'm here for it. So today, again, I asked the Most High yesterday, what should I contribute to the universe today? What should I bring to life? What do I want to share? And so the first thing I want to share is this beautiful song. And this kind of explains a little bit of what we're going to go through in terms of, you know, getting that lessons from your parents. And it helps you to be stronger and have more endurance. So without further ado, let's get right into it. After I play this song, I'm just going to give y'all a little snippet because it just came out. You know what I'm saying? Just came out because we here for all the hot music out here in these streets internationally. So we play the hottest music here, period. And so, without further ado, I want to play this song by Da Vinci, and it's called Father. Let's get into it.
I leave it as in a message for you, because you get a good year, it's a good year you have, and congratulations. And boy, Andre, in all you do, you try remember to put Christ in it.
Father, teach me a song, and I remember what it says. Even when the road get rough, sometimes in my head it replays. It's the sun when I'm perfect, we're human beings, and we've made no mistakes. Never lose your way. Mr. Jaja, hold me. And if you ever lose my way, me, I beg your show.
Me hear you say, Merry Christmas to your mother. That was very nice. But you must remember, say, so you have a father. You can heal me up. See, I know you're the past age. I heal up your mother. Heal me up too, because guess what? You play a great role, even though you may not look so to some people who don't know. But deep in your heart, me know you know.
Yes, I love that song. That is Da Vinci. It's called Father. And I love that song because it just resonates with my spirit. I want to big up my father, you know. I'm not going to cry, y'all. I'm not going to cry. Mom, big up. Oh, not going to cry. Ooh. Yikes. Yeah. I want to big up my pops, you know. Not going to cry. Ooh. Yikes. Get it together, Sheridana. Oh, this was not supposed to be in the script. But yeah, I want to big up my dad, big up my father. I want to big up my mom. And yikes. Okay. Yeah, for just instilling me endurance, for instilling passion, for instilling my talent inside of me. Just to give you guys a little reference, growing up, my dad used to make us, me and my sister and my brother, we would just be in like a simulation line, like how the Jacksons be, and then just singing and dancing. And that's why to this day, I'm just obsessed with music. I'm obsessed with singing. I'm obsessed with dancing. I just love creating. And I want to just big up my mother and my father for that, for just giving me the anointing. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Junior Reed and to the One Blood family. If you know, you know. Want to give a big shout out to Watos. You know, big shout out to Heaven Dales. You know, from, like, that's my hometown. That's what I know. Big shout out to Jamaica. If you know, you know, right? And so this song, Father, just really resonated with me because my dad died when I was 9 years old, and it's been really a struggle for me to be able to deal with everything. So, you know, I had asked the Most High, how can I express myself? And I wanted to share with you guys this poem that I wrote. And it's in my poem and songbook that is now available on Amazon. It's called I'm Dreaming Big. Written by yours truly, okay, the fashion and beauty mogul. And so what I've noticed is writing really helps me to like get my emotion out. And so I'm going to just share with you guys a few of my poems as we go along in our podcast today. Okay, so this song, I write songs too. That's probably why I was thinking about songs. But this poem is called Change I Wish to See. Here it goes. I became the change I wish to see. I asked myself, how can I be strong enough to live with purpose? How can I create my legacy? What is legacy? Legacy is leaving behind assets that are tangible and intangible, that will be resourceful and beneficial towards the benefactories. For example, buildings, stocks, and family heirlooms, just to name a few. My talent is beyond measures. My brilliance is unmatched. I have brought my vision to life. It took a lifetime to birth. Nevertheless, I see my vision clearly every day. The universe has connected to it. Every day is magical. Some days are better than others. I'm finding my soul tribe each day. My voice matters. I will continue to share it. I am the woman I wish to see in the world. Sophisticated, loving, diligent, humble, courageous, flexible, kind, creative, and most importantly, respectful of myself and others. I lost my dog Blue Eyes this summer, which I heard. I lost my dog Blue Eyes this summer. When I heard he passed away, my heart was full of pain and confusion. I felt this feeling of abandonedness before. It triggered me to the day I found out my dad was dead and never coming back. It was like revising the same trauma again in the present moment. To help release and clear the air and let go of the trauma, I wrote a book called Blue Eyes, a Magnificent Dog. Nevertheless, this experience showed me that I have tough skin and I'm stronger than I've ever been. My heart is now open and full of joy. For this, I am truly grateful. So that's called Change I Wish to See. And like I was saying, when you lose a parent, I feel like, I know for me, a part of you die as well, because you don't get that download from that individual anymore. So, but even though my father be dreaming me all the time, so he gives me download, but you know what I mean, like that interaction, that hug, that support, that, you know what I'm saying? Just to be able to just have your father say, yo, I'm call my daddy, you know, I'm gonna call my father, you know. When my daughter be talking to her dad, I be shedding a tear, because that's what I always wanted for her, because the pain of not having your father is just overwhelming. And it's been over 20 years, but it never, like, it always seems like it just happened. But, you know, I've learned how to deal with certain things, even though it's still emotional because, I don't know, it's just part of it's how it is. But shout out to my dog, to our family dog, Blue Eyes. And the book Blue Eyes Magnificent Dog, I made that a series. So now we have two books, and I'm actually a little secret, don't tell anybody, the third one is coming out really, really soon. So the second one's called Blue Eyes Magnificent Dog, How We First Met, and stay tuned for the third one, guys. Okay, and so yes, so that's all I want to share with you guys. Now, what I'm going to do is I want to give you guys a word of the day and the quote of the day. But before that, here is a message from our sponsors. Sheridan Designs is a fashion brand that offers innovative and stylish clothing options for women who want to express themselves through fashion. The company was founded by Sheridana Fiona Wilson, a Jamaican native who has made her mark in the fashion industry as a leader and innovator. At Sheridan Designs, each piece is carefully crafted with attention to detail and quality materials. The clothing options range from formal dresses to casual wear, each with a unique style and design. Sheridan Designs is a company that values individuality and strive to create pieces that will help women feel confident, powerful, and beautiful. Luxury style curation, uniquely made for you by Sheridan Designs. As DC premier luxury custom fashion design brand, Sheridan Designs provide you with a customized design that will have you looking and feeling your best. We cover it all in our elegant Sheridan way, fashion, beauty, hair, and style. Let's make your next special event experience a glamorous one to remember. Luxury style curation, uniquely made for you by Sheridan Designs. Book your consultation now at SheridanDesigns.com. That's SheridanDesigns.com. SheridanDesigns. SheridanDesigns.com. Now back to our show. Welcome back to Sheridan's Diary of a Fashionista. Yes, like I said, we are doing something a little bit different. We're doing a new thing. So stay tuned for, we have some poems that we want to read by yours truly. But for now, I want to give you guys a vibe right now. I want to give a big shout out to Julia Reed. This is one of my dad's friend. Growing up, you know, sometimes I wonder like what my life would be if my dad was still here. And so, but either way, I'm happy with the life that I have right now, but I want to say bless up to my pops. And this next song is called One Blood by Junior Reed. Let's get into it. This song had triggered me because, in a good way though, so Junior Reed is doing a celebration for the One Blood family in JA, and he had put this song inside of the flyer on Instagram, and it just resonated with me. It just felt so good because my dad used to always, you know, play this song. He, you know, be a part of the One Blood family and stuff like that. So this song just is just deep down inside of my core, and it just gives me great joy because I feel like my dad is like smiling down on me and stuff like that. So without further ado, Junior Reed, One Blood, let's get into it. Watos. One blood.
You could have come from Libya, you come from America. Could have come from Europe, you come from Africa.
One blood. One blood. One blood.
You could have been an Irishman or an Englishman. Could have been a Mexican or a weather Indian.
One blood. One blood. One blood.
soldier man, nor a with a policeman, or a with a civilian, said they will we are one. One blood. You could have come from London, or you come from Birmingham, could have come from Brooklyn, or you come from Boston.
Sample. That's all you guys get for that one. So I want to also play this amazing song that a great friend sent to me. Shout out to Prince all the way from Africa. Shout out to you, Prince. Much love and respect all day. So let's get into it. This one is by World, and it's called Show You All, featuring Well Shy Fire and Shazzy. Let's get into it. I love this song so much. Let's get into it.
Honest, I know I've been lost, but I'm still trying. Don't stop shining your light on me, make a glow. Don't stop shining your light on me, no. I'll be good, I'll be cool. Ain't no rush to take you home now. The night is young, still alive. Keep your dress on. Don't go my bummy delu. Oh my bummy delu. Step in a room with you. Don't. Show you all. To the world, let me show you all. You're so beautiful. Do you mind if I show you all? Show you all, show you all. Can't keep my hands to myself. It's your world, don't know no man. I won't kill for your love. Don't stop shining your light on me. I'll be good, I'll be cool. Ain't no rush to take you home now. The night is young, still alive. You look so good, I just wanna show you all.
That's all you get. So that was World, and you spell that WURLD, World, and that's Show You Off. I love that song. So let's get into the situation. Okay, so my quote of the day is, when we strive to become better than we are, everything around us become better. Ooh, that is a word. That is a word, and literally that's what, you know, my mission is that I've been doing, is becoming my greatest version and just trying new thing. And speaking about a new thing, I'm going to go right into my other poem. Like I said, this poem and songbook is available on Amazon. Just look for Sheridana Fiona Wilson, and it's called I'm Dreaming Big. And yeah, literally, I don't know if you guys know, but I write songs and poem all the time. And a really, really good friend of mine who is a voice actress, she inspired me. She said, Sheridana, you need to be publishing your songs and your stuff. And I'm like, what? She was like, you're a writer. I'm like, what? Like, I feel like the Most High, the universe always like reveals things so I could really know thyself for real. Because, you know, sometimes people will kind of like tell you like who you are for real, because you don't have, you're not really on the labels. You know what I'm saying? I've always been a writer. Cause I remember when I wrote my letter, or my introduction letter, or, you know, my letter to Syracuse University, during my interview, they was like, "We really love your letter and how you were just compelling about, you know, your passion for fashion and your enthusiasm and things of that nature." So literally, I've been a writer, right? But anyway, moving right along. It's good that I know thyself and I could dive deep and I could accept, like, that I am. I'm putting it out there, okay, bestseller writer, period, out here in these streets. And they be like, "Sheridan, I thought you do fashion and beauty." And I do. And I do. Okay. And I also do writing too. Okay. I there's no box for me. Okay. Don't put me in no box, period. All right, moving right along. This poem is called "A New Thing," because we out here doing a new thing. Okay, let's get into it. Okay. "In this moment, I feel alive. I'm in my boss energy now. My Angelou once said, when you get it, give. When you learn, teach. I'm pursuing my goals. I found my purpose. I'm giving and teaching along my journey to greatness. I tap into my future. The vision is clear and clearer every day. The people who I love and adore me, the people who love and adore me, I see you. I salute you. I love you more than you know. It's time to move forward into my destiny. I'm thankful for the wonderful memories. Nevertheless, being a prisoner of my past is unacceptable. Whether it was a good or bad, it's time for a new thing. It's time to position for transition, moving in forward motion. I'm leaving what was once familiar to step into the unknown. Scary as it sounds, it's even more devastating staying in the past. I must leave a few people, places, and things behind. My intentions are clear and pure. The universe is guiding me into my destiny, into my wildest dreams. I'm positioning into the woman I was born to be, an impactful, confident, inspiring, courageous, encouraging, bold, generous, fierce, powerful, beautiful woman. I'm doing a new thing. I have let go of the old. I'm trusting myself and the Most High. I'm taking control of my life. It's time for a new thing. Why has it been so hard for me to transition and give up certain things, places, and people? Is what I ask myself. Is it those childhood scars? That is what comes to mind. Is it the abandoned issue? My father died when I was only 9 years old. He told me he wouldn't leave me. He did, though. Is it my mother not paying me any mind, or not showing affection, encouragement when I did great things growing up? Or maybe it was my former husband divorcing me when I was on vacation in Jamaica. For my sibling's wedding? I don't know. Pick one. Over time, I've healed all these warrior scars by parenting myself, showing myself love, self-care, choosing me. I'm doing a new thing. I'm on a new thing. I know what I want now. Peace, prosperity, abundance, love, success, health, and wealth. I am attracting all these great things into my life now. I release the control of the GPS. I know the Creator got my back. He's behind me in plain sight, because it's time for a new thing. It's time for a new thing. So that one is called "A New Thing." I hope you guys enjoyed that right there. So what I want to do next is give you guys a never another quote. One of my favorite quotes, I remind you. The best way to predict the future is to create it. Right? So, and my other quote is, a reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. Now, it doesn't only apply to a man, it also applies to any and everybody. So, basically, what this quote is saying, that we must adapt to the world, basically. Adapt to the world, but nevertheless, like, just be consistent, persistent in what you want, but just know to have progress in whatever you do. So, yes, Allure. So, I got another song that I want to share with you guys, because you already know I just love music. And music is a form of healing, as you guys may or may not know. I know for me, it is. So, stay tuned for that. Also, before we do that, I want to give a big shout out to my YouTube family, guys. So, our new achievement is we have over 1,000 hours watch time on our YouTube page. So, if you guys are listening to the podcast right now, please go straight over YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We over here doing some numbers out here in these streets. So they're saying that, you know, people are really loving our content. I've been doing some behind the scenes of my fashion shows and stuff like that. And so, yeah, go and check it out. And of course, we have our visual podcast, even though for season 6, I've only done one of the TV series. So we just been focusing on the podcast, because that's what the Most High said. Just focus on that, you know. And so, yes, people will love our videos. So go and check it out. I know you guys will love it as well. So the next song I want to play is a classic. So this one is funny, because I just go with the universe, right? So me and my son was first, I was playing some song because a friend of mine sent me a song, and I was playing, and then my son came out with this song. And then today I got up and I went into the living room, which is close to his room. He was playing this song again, and it just triggered me again in a good way, because I love this song. So the song that I'm about to play for you guys is called Georgia On My Mind, and it's by Ray Charles, the one and motherfucking only Ray Charles. And it's just a vibe, guys. And so I love the song. I love the tone of his voice. It's just so good. Without further ado, Ray Charles, Georgia On My Mind.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through,
the whole day,
just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia.
Tenderly,
still in the
Okay, guys, and welcome back to the show. That was Ray Charles with Georgia on My Mind. So basically, I want to give a big shout out to that guy they call Tonta Bucks, aka Real Rich, aka I call him Legacy. Shout out to you. But what I want to do is play this song. It's by Altita Mus and Tonta Bucks. And it's called Lifestyle Rich. Some love that song because remember, riches is not always monetary. Riches is your mindset. Riches is your attitude. Riches is your health, you know, and then it's monetary. So I know I'm a millionaire on God, on period. So without further ado, Altita Mus and Tonta Bucks, a Real Rich Legacy. Let's get into it. My lifestyle rich. Let's get into it. My lifestyle rich. My lifestyle rich.
It's lifestyle.
Me a pass on the girl in my Allah. Allah said, Chen was in my father. Say, your mother, you a big $1,000. Me go half in the mullah. She said, you saw me clean. If you don't like me, man, I like you. Once you make me turn this game, I'm
up on my life, bitch.
Let me kill him, dip. Let me kill him, rich.
But my life, bitch.
Let me kill him, dip.
Sear it down up on my hip.
And the ice on the chin of my
hip. On the zone for my hip.
It's lifestyle. From a wake up, me rich.
Period.
As I see my walk, rich. Look how my titty rich. Like a chuck, rich. Tweet, tweet, look a tweet, real rich. The pin of them, rich. Twitter, tweet them, rich. All of my puppy, real rich.
Don't watch me. No, watch me. Watch me.
Like a Ferrari. TT must roll out the Ferrari. Gary Mattel, I'm a party. Rich. Chris Gayle, I'm a charger. You said, boy, Chris Martin, call me. Me, I think for by the TT, Addy. I choose Jamaica and a rope to
my daddy. Rich. Let me get them dip. Let me get them rich. My life's done rich. Let me get them dip.
Share it down upon my hips. Yes. My lifestyle, rich. It's lifestyle, baby. Yes. Yo, that song is always a vibe. Shout out to Altita Mus and Legacy for that. Like, on God, period. Okay, so it always gets me in a good mood. Because we know, like in the song, like Legacy says, soon as you wake up, you're rich. Like, I just feel like that in my spirit because literally I get to rise up. Grand rising, y'all. Grand rising to everybody, you know, that's listening to me right now. I get to get up and create whatever that's in my spirit and my desire. That is rich. On God. You know what I'm saying? That's on period because some people's life is totally different. And sometimes I just have to sit back and relax and just reflect and know like my life is custom designed for me. It's custom made for me. I'm anointed. Like I'm anointing. I carry the light with me. Like whatever I say, that's what it is. And that's powerful and that's beautiful and that's wealth. Moving right along, my next quote is beyond money, beyond income, beyond opportunities, become self-made. Start with choosing yourself. Start with choosing yourself, y'all. So today, take a few minutes to sit quietly and be thankful for all that you have. Because sometimes we be just be in a rush to be able to get to the next thing, the next high, the next, like, oh my God, like, I want to go do this next because you just conquered something. So being able to sit down and reflect on the things that you already have, that's rich. That's wealth. That is powerful. And I feel like, and I know that's what the Most High have been having me do. So that this is why all the things that I've been sharing with you guys has been things that I have already accomplished. So the Most High wanted me to reflect on these things that I've accomplished and really say, like, yo, you're doing amazing. You have done great work and you need to be proud of yourself. Don't be in a rush to get to the next thing, because sometimes I want to get to the next thing, but I'm learning to just enjoy my process and enjoy where I am, right? So he who conquers himself is the mightiest warrior. So the mightiest warrior. So I'm happy that I've conquered myself in terms of knowing how to speak to myself, knowing how to speak to thyself, respecting myself, honoring myself, and, you know, being kind to myself. I conquer myself by my mindset, you know, by how I carry myself. Me not beg no friend from nobody, okay? Because I am the prize. I am the flower. The flower just be, okay? Anybody want to do anything with me, business or anything, they got to come to me. They got to come to me because I am the flower. Oh, God. Okay. All right. So, and remember, success is liking yourself. Liking what you do and liking how you do it. And so that's what makes me feel so amazing, because I love what I do. I love my podcast. I love creating, you know, I love the process of creating a collection. It just really excites me. I love shopping for fabric. I love the textures. I love my designing. I love doing my pattern making. I love modeling. I love singing and dancing. Like, that's true success, by loving what you want. And of course, the great mind, Miss Maya Angelou, she said that success is liking yourself and liking what you do and how you do it. You know what I'm saying? And for that, I am truly, truly, truly grateful for that. So be not afraid of going slow. Be afraid of staying still. And I know that going slow sometimes could feel like, man, it's kind of brutal, because you're used to going fast, 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 fast on a fast pace. I know for me, you know, being raised in New York, I'm just used to a fast pace. Even though I travel, you know, a lot as a kid, you know, most of my time was spent in New York and in Jamaica for the most part, but mostly in New York. It's just a fast pace, you know, going to high school there and going to college there is just a fast pace. But being in Maryland, it kind of slows down a little bit. And like I said, you get time to reflect, which that could be scary if you allow it, but it could also be refreshing too. Yes. And remember, creativity is a combination of discipline and childlike ways. So all, like, my principles and my creativity is all the things I used to love doing as a child. Like, I'm a fashion designer. Well, I used to love playing with my dolls and getting them dressed and doing their hair. Well, I do hair for a living. Like, that's all my childlike ways. And I'm happy I get to live in my childlike ways. I love being goofy. I love singing and dancing and just looking fabulous. Like, that was me. And I'm learning, I've learned how to trust my intuition, right? So my other quote is, your gift don't always come wrapped in a pretty box with a bow. Sometimes it come wrapped in sandpaper. And what that means is, you know, everything that the Most High put in you is not going to be like sugar-coated and pretty. You're going to have to refine it. Like, I know I'm a diamond, but I had to go through pressure. Woman said pressure, I mean pressure. And so the pressure made me just an amazing, beautiful, gorgeous, just outstanding diamond that nobody can duplicate. And I'm so here for it. Like I said, shout out to my parents for making Sheridana the one and motherfucking only. Sheridana, the one and only. Ah, it just got a ring to it. Sheridana. Sheridana. Oh, yes, Lord. So, yeah. So, that's what I want to share with you guys today. Another thing, I want to give you guys a new song. Well, it's not, it's probably new to you, but it's not going to be new to me. But as you guys know, I share great songs with you guys. So this one's called by 3 Star. It's called Au Aranyasa. And you already know, Top Dog, I'm the Arandis. That's what he used to call me in high school. Mm-mm. You want to know who I run things? I share Donna I run things. A big shout out to this 3 Star. Okay, big shout out to 3 Star. And I run things. I my song this in her. And I run things in her. Top Dog, share Donna, Mama 2, share Donna out here in these streets. Let's go, 3 Star. Hey, yay. Hey. Oh, I run yes up. Me?
One bag of lipping with war in a gossip. Them a move like a dim place. Them a mash up but a full time. We show them fool like
I'm me ready at yo.
GM say met a top. Straight say but them do a week in a lock up. Him a move right like him a get a gas up but a full time. We show them boy like a war in a gossip. Warm to your local jacko. Make a local food and move like you win the lotto. But that one part, but when you do yourself, you can't move like better. You imitate a such a man when you have your food fast and you in a shrimp taco. Be in the place like peanut and cash. You a follow gunman and your mother try stop you. Tell you to follow Jesus like look them on much you cause them no. Cheering a joint or sup. One bag of lipping with boy in a gossip. Them a move like a the place, them warm a but a full time we show them full lay your own yourself. Claim say make a top. Sweet say but them do a week in a lock up. Him a move right like him a get a gas up. But a full time we show them boy lay your own yourself.
The boy teeth away, deal with the meese away. If you run in the street, I pray me have to kill the beast away. Gun him down and lead him like a cheetah prey. If you're far friends away, you will keep the peace away. I just try right show, be a tennis behavior, and it's a year for sure. Cause in a man place and a labba labba. I try well I met, big split fatta grabba. I tell them so, G win a joint us up. One bag of lipping with boy win a gas up. Them a move like a depressed, them warm.
I mean, running ass up. Oh, it's just a vibe, y'all. It's just a vibe. Shout out to 3 Star for that joint. It's called Uraniessa. Top Dog. Sheridana. Okay, so my next quote is, it's your job to get the lesson from out of all your experiences. It's your job. It's your job. And I feel like I know that is my job to get the lessons out of everything that I've been experienced, from losing my dad, you know, to literally being in a foreign country, basically, you know, by myself. It was only me and my brother and my sister. And I remind you, in Jamaica, I had a huge family. And then it was downsized to just three. You know, eventually it grew back, but it's just like, it's kind of crazy. So it was kind of like my job to get the lessons. What was the lesson? My lesson is to trust my intuition and know that I have the power and I have the grace and I have everything that I need to become my greatest version. So with that said, I'm going to leave you guys with one of my poems, and it's called Self-Approval. So the only approval matter is yourself at the end of the day, right? So this one is called Self-Approval. Again, like I said, this poem and songbook is available at Amazon. Just search Sheridana Fiona Wilson, and it's called Poems and Song. I'm dreaming big. Okay, Self-Approval. Here goes. As the creator prepare my table, I forgive everyone that has hurt me. You actually did me a favor. You made me great. My heart is open. I no longer need approval. I am the approval. Thank you for all of my experiences, the peak and the valley. I feel so happy and fulfilled with gratitude. Throughout my lifetime, I had faced traumatic and devastating obstacles. Yet, still I rise. Being a leader and business owner is very challenging, thrilling, and rewarding. When I feel tired, I tell myself, if everyone could do it, they would. Keep pushing. You got this. Thank you. All right, so that was Self-Approval. I have so much other poems in this book. And basically, I didn't know I was going to do a book. The Most High just brought somebody to give me the download to do this book. So these are just poems and songs I just literally had in my phone, in my email, and I literally composed them. And do you know I have literally over, like, this book is almost like 100 pages, and it's literally of songs and poems and stuff like that. And that's, you know, just looking back and reflecting on my life. My life is like a movie and I'm the leading star. I'm the leading star. Yes, I'm the leading star. My life is like a movie and I'm the leading star. Okay? And I just got a note say, I'm amazing. And that's what the download has been. Like, this whole time, I've been amazing. I don't need no approval from nobody. I am the boss and I'm the leader. And it feels so good to believe in thyself. So if you don't catch nothing that I said today, believe in thyself, right? Stay committed to your assignment. Stay committed to your vision and your dreams. Okay, turn down the judgment and the doubt and the fear and the worry and the perfection. Okay, and turn up the value of intuition. Turn that value up. Intuition is that spark of passion, desire, that radical action, right? And it's your job to turn that up, turn the passion up, turn your faith up, turn the possibilities up. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And anybody got time for that? Because I'm a warrior. I'm a winner. I'm a goddess. I'm a leader. There's no failing in my, what's that word? Let me clear my throat chakra, because I'm using my voice. And another thing, guys, like, what I wanted to do today is just do, you know, this is the Most High just kept on. I just kept on getting, like, messages to use my voice, right? To use my voice. So I wanted to use my voice. And so, yeah, part of my voice is kind of like, you know, being transparent to you guys. And so, you know, I'm literally an open book at this point. Literally an open book. And I wanted to share, you know, my journey somewhat. And so I pray that you guys appreciate this podcast today. That's what I have for you guys. I am going to give you guys another song, and then I'm gonna give you guys my quote of the day, and then We're going to be out here, okay? We're going to be out here. Shout out to Whitney Houston, y'all. Like, they can, no matter what, Whitney is the GOAT of singing. She's the GOAT of singing, like, period. Like, nobody can see her. And shout out to Brandy, her second in line. But I love me some Whitney. Last night, I was just listening to Whitney's song. It just made me feel so good. Anyway, the song that I want to play is by the one and motherfucking only. This is my artist besides Alkaline. This is my artist right here. He goes by the name of Masaka. Okay, Masaka, I need for you to understand your assignment and stay focused. I love this because this title is called Everything More. I own me, I own mine. Okay, I go get mine. Manga, manga, see nothing. Dada, so every single one, yes, every single one.
That I know my size.
Broke life never fit me.
Know that from a smile, yeah. That's why we go on.
He's in a bunk in a yard, yes. Heaven deals. Don't be happy.
R.I.P. No, not yet. We not done fly out the world, my
friend. No, sir.
Just start party, nobody, yo. We did our work out for this match. Be a good body, girl, in a the black jet. We no make friend round, so just cash me.
Just cash up, Mac. Cha-ching. Yes.
Let me tell you this straight, if you're lazy, my brother. No man, no heart like life. Everything they on sale, me just buy a loyal vibe.
Go for everything I want, yeah. Go for everything I want.
Broke life never fit me.
That from a smile.
Yes.
To the top. No for them, they get the run. To the top. When we say loyalty, we not lost.
Top to the top, to the top. If I don't know, then I win. Okay? I'm just so happy. Like, the Most High keep on telling me, oh, Shardana, you're becoming famous. I'm like, what? Like, it just keep on coming. Like, you're becoming famous. I'm like, bruh. That shit is crazy. But what I want to say is make sure that you stay leveled and grounded, right? And don't second guess yourself. Keep your dreams your priority. And I feel like, and I know that's what the Most High have been making sure that I keep my dreams a reality. It doesn't matter if you have, you know, a partner or a significant other or, you know, a husband or a wife. Make sure that you keep your dreams a priority, okay? And forgive yourself for all the poor choices that you made thus far. And forgive yourself, forgive other people who have hurt you along the way, because really they did you a favor. And remember, I was telling you everything is really perspective and your mindset. Your wealth is your mindset. Having that mindset to tell yourself, like, yo, everything is happening for me, not to me. So if somebody hurt you, that means the Most High wanted you to for them to get out your life. And that's just how I've been seeing. If anybody, you know, people who have hurt me along the way and, you know, ghost me or be mean to me, the Most High got them. And I'm just happy I don't have to worry about nothing because my ancestors don't play about me. My ancestors do not play about me. That I know. My ancestors don't play about me. My spiritual team, my soul tribe don't play about me. And so, look, all I do is become greater and greater, right? But so my quote of the day is, give yourself the gift of quiet time. Yeah, that's going to be the word of the day. Give yourself the gift of quiet time. To be able to learn thyself, meditate, right? So when we do our prayer, we're asking the Most High for something. When we meditate, we're listening for Him to give us the answers. And so make sure that you meditate and you listen for the answers that you want. Keep your dreams a priority and move forward, y'all. Move forward. And be willing to walk away from anybody who no longer serves you. And that's really, really important in becoming your greatest version. Also, be bold with your ideas and with your action. And I'm just so happy that the Most High have given me confidence in myself. Like, because I'm a goddess. I'm gorgeous. I'm beautiful. I'm intelligent. I'm brilliant. Like, He has given me the discernment of power, of humility, you know, of compassion. Yo, shout out to me. Shout out to the Empress Sheridana for continuing to be resilient, continuing to be fearless, continuing to be powerful, you know, to build an empire. Shout out to Sheridana. Okay. I want you guys to go and check me out on Amazon. Okay. And read my author's bio. I should read that for you guys. Okay, so meet Sheridana Fiona Wilson, a Jamaican native who is a force to be reckoned with in the fashion industry. Sheridana is a multifaceted entrepreneur and creative who exudes confidence, passion, care, fierceness, power, and beauty in all that she does. As the founder and owner of several successful ventures, including Sheridana Designs LLC, Sheridana's Beauty Salon, Humble Confident Modeling Agency, Unity Fashion Institute, Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated, Sheridana's Notary, and Sheridana's Diary of the Fashionista. Sheridana has made her mark in the industry as a leader and innovator. Sheridana's education is in fine arts and business for Syracuse University Visual and Performing Arts Program and the Whitman School of Management, respectfully provided her with the knowledge and skill needed to thrive as an entrepreneur. She also earned her associate degree in graphic design from Bryan and Stratton College. In addition to her extensive education, Sheridana has owned her own craft as a professional hairstylist and salon owner, and is a gifted fashion designer, cosmetologist, educator, model, writer, supermodel, graphic designer, photographer, humanitarian, and notary public. Sheridana's innate desire and passion is to make everyone feel beautiful through her unique gift of fashion design, art, and design. Her dedication to impacting the lives of millions is unwavering, and she will not stop until she achieves her goals. Through her work, Sheridana has become a true inspiration to many, and her story is a testament of the power and hard work, the power of hard work, dedication, and passion, darling. And when I say I'm so... Oh, I wanted to curse. I'm so fucking proud of myself. Like, bruh, like, I'm so proud of myself. Like, I'm so proud of myself and the things that I've accomplished thus far. And the Most High continue to show me that I'm great. And I want you guys to do the same thing. Go and be great. Go and do the things that the Most High download, but you have to be able to be quiet and patient with thyself to build your empire, you know. Go and check out my journals. I know they have helped me to be able to write my thoughts down, to be able to write my vision down. We have an Illustrate Your Vision journal and planner that would be great for any entrepreneur, you know, college student, high school student that really want to illustrate their vision and write things down. We have our journals that also inspire you with every page by the title, you know, and we just have the regular notebook. And of course, we have our book series, Blue Eyes, a Magnificent Dog, How We First Met, and the original one. And we also have I Am Dreaming Big, Poem and Song. And our new book is, this is a journal, But it's not only a journal, it's a manifesting journal. It's called the Manifestor Journal, a powerful tool for manifesting your dreams. So you're going to have a ball. You're going to be inspired by the question that we ask you and like the things that we inquire you to be able to write down and things of that nature. So I know you guys will appreciate that. I say all this to say this. Do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams, but a creator, oh, she gonna always bring her dreams into reality. And the Most High continued to show me like, yo, your dreams are now your reality. And it just blows my mind. So yeah, I'm proud of me. I'm proud of Sheridana. And I want you to be proud of yourself as well. So I'm that kid and I'm excited about that. So without further ado, go and be great. Dream big. Believe in thyself. Trust your intuition and have fun during the process. It's okay to make pit stops on your journey to greatness, because those pit stops, you need those pit stops for just, I know for me, I was always an athlete, so I trained myself that I am a professional athlete, and you need to take pit stops. Just imagine you running, and the pit stop is you're getting water, you're getting a refresher, so you're getting that extra energy that you need. So you might have to take a pit stop and go to a class to be able to learn about public speaking or going to learn about modeling. I've had so many pit stops, but it has helped me to become my greatest version. Because if I think about it, if I didn't go to graphic design school, it would be hard for me to illustrate my own vision. You know, I create all my book covers, all my graphics, all my logos for my companies, right? And in terms of my other pit stop to becoming my greatest version, in order for me to be the face of my own brand or to be able to illustrate my vision with my brand, I have to know how to model. I have to know how to do TV production. I have to know how to carry myself. I got to know how to dress. So the Most High has made me got to clear my throat chakra, because this is my truth, right? Has given me so many pit stops for me to become my greatest version. And I just want to tell you guys or encourage you guys, it's okay to take these pit stops, to take a break, to be able to get some water, some juice, some more knowledge. And so, yeah, that's what I want to say today. Be great and have an amazing day. We're going to finish out with some music. Some music. Remember, guys, go and subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram as well. Okay? And make sure you guys leave a comment. Okay? And this is on period. This song right here. This song, excuse me, guys. I might artist this, okay? The one and motherfucking only Alkaline. And he say, long as you working, you got the formula. And I already know I got the formula out here in these screens. Top dog. Thank you guys for watching Sheridan's Diary of a Fashionista. You're now in tune to Alkaline, because I am Alkaline. We give you guys a good stuff that you could drink and consume. I'm giving you the formula. We are the blueprint. Let's get into it. Yes, sir.
Even dancing on the ass, you know, for the family, love, we making money, then we find. off with them, but I don't trust them. Anybody design a brand, we are send, send them up down, have it all up them. Well, them bless me from a strength, but we know the pussy, then they want me out. We're going to come up with a formula. I'm everybody's speeches like Michael Jackson, song, you know. When we are working, they're laughing, you know. No blood in me, I even dance in me, you know.
Sherry Donna got the formula. Top Dog got the formula. Mama 2 got the formula. Baby Girl got the formula. The Wilson Estate got the formula. Alkaline got the formula. Hey. Yes. Yes. Formula. Through the formula. Got the formula. Or Angel got the formula. Don't cry no tears.
I'm a everybody's speeches like Michael Jackson song, you know. When we are working, they're laughing, you know. Love for them, but I don't trust them.